G'day everyone, it's Ian Cath here. You can find me everywhere you want to look or about, but probably the best place is about.me/IanCath. It's where I've got connections to all of my social networks. But what I want to talk to you today is, we've just been through a federal election here in Australia, and we've had a change of government. Okay, that's all well and good, but part of the democratic process is we're asked to make a decision. We're asked to make a decision on all sorts of things as part of democracy. And I've realised over the years that I'm incredibly unqualified for almost every question I'm asked. What's more, almost everything in life I'm unqualified to comment on. Very, very, very few things do I actually have the knowledge to be able to call myself knowledgeable. I have opinions, sure, but those opinions are pretty well best guess. Once upon a time, back when I was about 20, I remember thinking, and this is the advantage of youth, that I actually knew a lot. Oh, the hubris. Oh. And now, at this age, I actually think I know very little. I think everybody knows more than I do. But the problem really is, there are times when we have to make decisions. And we have to make a call. And how do you do that? I don't think we have any systems to help us do that very well. And what's more, do we even have the right to have the opinion? Do we even have the right to be able to say that, you know, our opinion is valid? Well, if we don't, that means democracy collapses. But maybe we're fooling ourselves about democracy and that, you know, the average everyday person really knows what's going on, because most people aren't educated on the specific topics to a level of understanding that's high enough for them to really form an opinion. Now, choose your topic of interest, or better still, non-interest. You know, the economy, interest rates up or down, global warming and carbon tax, whether a new set of traffic lights should be put on a street corner, it doesn't matter. Do you have the knowledge and the understanding of everything that's involved to be able to make a call on that decision? And this is something that's been rattling around in my head for so long. And a few things that have popped up have made me consider these things. One was an episode of 99% Invisible, which is a tremendous podcast, absolutely wonderful podcast about design. I would highly recommend you go and listen to it. Brilliant, brilliant episode, brilliant show. Anyway, on 99% Design, they discussed one day about how when we get, say, a graphic artist, and graphic artists I know out there who may listen to this will resonate with it, and those of you who have ever worked with a graphic artist will be able to resonate with it also. We all have opinions about design when it comes to graphic art. So why do we even bother with graphic artists? Oh, it's because they've got more knowledge than us. Sure, okay, so we go to a graphic artist and we get them to design something for us. And then they come back to us with the image or whatever, and we have an opinion about it. And it's more than just a casual glancing opinion. It's a real solid opinion. It's right or it's wrong, or this needs to be changed, or can you just do a rough for us and we'll tweak it ourselves? Maybe we actually think that we can do something about it. We actually think that we have as much aesthetic ability, as much knowledge as they do to be able to have a true educated opinion. This can be comparing ourselves with somebody who's got 20 or 30 years experience in the graphic arts, has done years of study and many, many more years of practice. And we think that we can have an opinion based on our occasional cursory glance at a billboard and go, oh, that's nice. That's what the episode was about. And it got me thinking that I had once seen an interview with Aubrey de Grey. Aubrey de Grey, if you don't know, is a British professor, I think, and he is doing a lot of research into the causes of aging. He's on a mission to cure us from death, to make it possible to live forever, theoretically speaking. Now, let's not go into whether that's good or bad, right or wrong, viable or whatever. But the person who was interviewing him challenged him on a point. And Aubrey de Grey turned around and said, what right do you have to have an opinion about this topic? And I thought, you know, he's got a very good point. The interviewer could have an opinion, but it's such a shallow and low-level valued opinion, because the interviewer was just learning about this topic, whereas Aubrey de Grey's been deeply, deeply involved in this topic for 20 years, and he's researching, and he's got a lab that's doing all this research, and he is fully immersed in the topic. He is the expert. He challenged the interviewer that his opinion was worth more than the interviewer's opinion. And I thought, you know something? He's right. That's why we have experts. That's why we go to doctors and specialists and lawyers. That's why we go to these experts and we ask them their opinion, because we don't feel that we have enough validity of opinion. We're not educated enough. But for some things, like graphic art, we feel like we have got enough knowledge. It's because it's an aesthetic. It's not a knowledge-based frame of reference. That's what I think. But really, the graphic artist, and Aubrey de Grey, researching very extreme medicine, are both experts in their fields, and they both deserve a great deal of respect. And unless we're prepared to do the work, our opinion is of very little value. Now, the problem with that is if you allow people who have the knowledge or have seen to have the knowledge, we can defer to them to make the decisions for us. Now, that might be a good thing for some people. That's why we go to experts like a doctor, like I said, or a specialist. But what if they're wrong? What if their knowledge is incorrect? Shouldn't we then have people like ourselves to keep an eye on them? You know, not trust anybody? Shouldn't we be skeptical? But hang on, how can we be skeptical if we don't have the knowledge? And if we have the knowledge, we become the expert. And if we're the expert, we deserve the respect of being an expert. You see the quandary? Who do you believe? Do you go with your gut instinct, even though it's got very little knowledge, or do you go with the expert, and can you really trust the expert? If they turn around and say, we're going to have a carbon tax, price of $40 a ton, is that right? Or is that just an ambit claim and it's irrelevant? But how the hell would I know? I heard an ABC Radio National program about another form of democracy, which I'd never heard of, and I've looked around trying to find it because I'd like to do a bit more reading about it. And it's not citizen-based democracy, that's the wrong term for it, but it's like that in the sense that what they do is they get together a large cohort of people, say 300, 500 people. It really depends on how complex the topic is and how much of a group of people they need. And you need to think of this group of people. So like I said, it's a fairly large group of people. You need to think of them as like being a jury. And what you do is you sit them down in a room and you educate them and you pay them a wage. You pay them a very substantial wage so that they're happy to be there and they're happy to do the work. And it is their obligation to become experts to the best of their ability in that particular topic. And then they do all the learning, and they can ask for any other expert to come in. They can ask for research to be done. They can ask for anything to be able to gain the knowledge to understand a topic. Now, I understand that this was exactly done for setting the price on carbon here in Australia. I understand Julia Gillard did this probably about 18 months ago, 2 years ago. Heard very little about it, just a little whisper. And the price came in at something like $40 a tonne, and she went, whoa, no, we can't do that. That's too high. That's going to be political suicide if I bring that in. And they brought in a price of $20 or $25 a tonne or whatever it is. But what happened is the group of people had all of this knowledge, and then as a group of people, they could go away and consider everything they had learnt and come to a reconciliation amongst themselves, an understanding. Now, it's going to be a bell curve. You're probably going to still have some people at extreme ends. But the general consensus was a well-thought-through, considered response to a very, very complex topic. I was particularly thinking about this regarding the refugees who come down from Indonesia on the boats and how that became a complete political beat-up during this election campaign. And pissed me off so much because it was all about poking and getting reactions out of people, and it was not about having a sensible discussion. And frankly, I don't blame the politicians for doing that because their agenda is to get re-elected at the end of the day. But secondarily, most people won't be educated enough to take in the more complex topics that are necessary to be understood. Now, if you sat down 500 people or 1,000 people in a room and you educated them about the refugee situation and Australia's security issues and the issues with Indonesian governments and the people smugglers and finance and money and flights versus boats, you know, and the whole complex topic. And I know those of you in Europe, you know, have a similar issue with people getting loaded onto containers and shipped over from Europe. So it's a similar sort of story. If that group of people was educated about all those topics, then they could come up with maybe a response that nobody's ever considered before. Wisdom of the masses, and wisdom of an educated masses rather than just an uneducated masses. Now, we've elected a government, and that was one of the topics, but it was an election that was based on making decisions around topics that people, and I suggest the vast majority of people, have no understanding of the real information. So their opinion's not worth anything. Their opinion is so shallow because they're uneducated. And I include myself in that, almost on every topic. But then if we listen to the governments, if we listen to the experts, we have a government ruled by a Politburo, and they can do anything they damn well like. And that can very quickly slide into totalitarianism. This is something I've been thinking about, and the older I get, the more complex this topic seems to get. And we don't really seem to be moving towards any great new way of doing it. Maybe there's something available to us with the internet. Maybe there's the ability to educate people and get opinions from people via the internet. Maybe there's a way to get a group of people, some educated, not educated, some experts, some novices, and weight different people's opinions depending on their qualifications, maybe, what they've shown to be as an expert opinion. I don't know. It's a really complex topic, and I would love to have an answer for it, because I get immensely frustrated at the way that we just seem to be continuing to operate as the primal monkeys or the early humans walking on the savannas of Africa, just with a little bit more knowledge and a lot of gadgets and a much more complex society and not really evolving to any sorts of new forms of government, for argument's sake. I'd love to know your thoughts. I'd love to know if you've got any opinions on this sort of stuff. Something's been rattling around for a long time, and it's nice to have finally, instead of having it just in my head, have a chance to blurt it out and sort of let it crystallise a little bit as I speak it to you. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening, if you've lasted this long in this rant. Thanks very much for hanging around. Okay, catch you later. Bye-bye.